By the grace of God, today I will be sharing a lot of things with you about the kingdom of God. But today I'm taking my text from Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, for he shall reign forever and ever. His kingdom will not be taken by another. His children will reign with him. Hallelujah. You can open to, it's already there, Revelation 11, 15. Let's take time, look at some of the things here. So the kingdoms have been rising and falling. We'll go to the book of Daniel later and see some things for ourselves. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. The Christ there is us, Jesus and the believers. And he shall reign forever and ever. This mic is re-echoing. Let's go to Exodus 19, verse 5 through 6. For if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then it shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine. All the earth is for Jesus. He said, if you obey my voice indeed, you become a peculiar treasure. That word peculiar, strange, odd, unusual. That is what you are to Lord, a peculiar. As a baby. What for? He has a goal. And he has been working on that goal. You see, the kingdoms of this world shall become. We can see, when Jesus Christ was born, it was the time of Caesar Augustus. Remember? Let's take a little deep and check Book of Daniel chapter 2. Book of Daniel chapter 2. Praise the Lord. I want us to study something here. Because when Jesus Christ was born at Bethlehem, Caesar Augustus was the one who was the emperor at that time. Remember? God gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream, and he saw a metallic man. And that thing troubled him. And his magicians, astrologers, they couldn't tell him the dream. And he was disturbed. He was ready to destroy all of them. Because he was a wicked monarch. But what happened? And the pressure was on. And the news came to Daniel. Daniel decided to, with his brethren, to seek the face of the Lord. And the Lord gave him the secret. And he gave the answer to Nebuchadnezzar. O king, the dream you had on your bed is this. That image you had, the head was of gold. And Nebuchadnezzar was the head of that image. Babylon. Remember, Babylon started with where people that God created in Genesis. And God came down. And scattered them. That was Genesis chapter 11, verse 6 to 9. There's another Babylon came through Nebuchadnezzar, the head of gold. Then another one succeeded him, Medo Persia, Siva. That is the breast and the arm was of Siva, the Iranian Empire, and so on and so forth, called Medo Persia. Then after that one came the Grecian Empire, Alexander the Great. That is the bronze, the thigh, and the breast, or the stomach area was the bronze. Then after Alexander the Great, remember, Alexander the Great conquered the world, and he died at the age of 32. Now the next one was the iron and the clay. It was partly iron and partly clay. Roman Empire. Like I told you, Jesus Christ was born during the time of Augustus Caesar. The message went forth that they should collect tax. As Joseph went to Mary to pay their taxes, and something happened, Jesus Christ gave back to Jesus at that time. And the stone that was cut out without hand, that was Jesus. He smote this image right from the feet and crumbled. And that stone that was cut without hand became a mountain all over the world. That is you all, Jesus and his followers. Are you still with me? Hello? New world order is coming down. Nobody is answering. I say new world order is coming down. That is Babylon. See, they didn't succeed in the beginning. They want to control another way. Jesus Christ is the owner of this planet Earth. Remember, when he died, crucified on the cross of Calvary, what happened? He shed his blood. His blood touched the earth. He reclaimed the earth. But Adam gave it to the devil. Jesus Christ reclaimed it again. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. He didn't say some portion belong to the devil. The devil is an usurper, and he's threatening people, going all about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Don't fear the devil. See, what is going on is the work of a man, and God is going to scatter all of them. Hallelujah. Because there's somebody who's there in the White House who is not agreeing with them. He doesn't believe in new world order. Because without new world order, America cannot be a part of the other nations that are ganging up. New world order is man-made. Jesus Christ and his people will reign. Hallelujah. It's there in the book of Revelation chapter 22. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. Let's quickly look at Daniel chapter 2. Verse 29. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? Are you still with me? Praise the Lord. Just pray for me so that I will not be too excited. Because when I'm too excited, I start preaching like an evangelist. Okay, this is Daniel chapter 2. I want you to see verse 29. This is what it says here. Hallelujah. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon the bed. What should come to pass hereafter? He that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, these secrets is not revealed to me for any wisdom, that I have more than any living. But for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, that thou mightest know the thoughts of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee. And the form thereof was terrible. This image head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of gold, of clay, And thou sawest he that a stone was cut out without hands. I say that stone is Lord Jesus Christ. And he smote this Babylonian image and became a dust. Hallelujah. The victory started a long time ago. Brethren, remember, on the cross of Calvary, it was paid in full. is left for you and me to start possessing your possession. Possess the enemy gates. Be bold, brethren. Don't live in fear. Virus will not touch you. Always use Psalm 91. That is the secret God gave to us. You will see it with your eyes. It will not touch you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. It was this planet Earth over there in South Africa that this, a similar thing happened before. People were dying of bubonic plague. There was a man, John G. Lake. Do you know he was helping them to carry dead bodies? They saw the way he was doing it. They said, what are you using for protection? He said, nothing. He said, let me tell you. That thing that is coming out from their mouth, there's a pathogen on it. If it touches my skin, it would die immediately. He said, try it in your whatsoever, your machine. Do you know they tried it? They discovered it was true. Fear is what can defeat us. Don't absorb fear. It will not touch you. Hallelujah. You will not die of virus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Let me go into my message. We've eaten a portion of it. Now let's see. This is Matthew chapter 3. Verse 2. Because I try to condense my message. John the Baptist said, the kingdom is at hand. When the time Jesus Christ started his ministry, he said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, while I was sitting down there, the Lord gave me a scripture in the book of Revelation. He said, buy me gold tried in the fire. Buy of me gold tried in the fire. Where can you find that gold? What is the Lord referring to? Paul said, I have exposed you as a chaste virgin unto one husband. So God, what God is looking for is in you. All you need to do is to obey the sayings of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you obey, God will begin to change you from glory to glory. From glory to glory. Metamorphosis. God has been changing us. Some of us started the race late 75. Some 72. Some 70. Some 80. God has been changing us, changing us, changing us. When God finished with you, you'll be radiating like Jesus Christ. I saw a young man yesterday. As I woke up, I saw him in a vision. The young man was sitting down there. He was beaming with glory. I saw his skin because he has a red hair. The hair was like gold. Man, I told my wife, we started praying for the young man. He's not here today. Hallelujah. God is working. He's changing you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when God says, buy me gold tried in the fire. Brethren, there are things that can hinder you. Stop talking about anybody. Hallelujah. No gossip. Gossips will bring spots on your garment. When a rapture will take place, you will not go. That is the truth. God will not bend his word for nobody. Hallelujah. Brethren, you still here? I said, God will not bend his word for nobody. Remember Moses. Moses, God told Moses what to do. Speak to the rock. He smote the rock twice. God said, because you don't sanctify me before the people, he said, climb that mountain, just see the land. You are not going to enter. That was someone who spoke to God face to face. God said, you are not going to enter. Don't think God will bend the word of God for you. Make sure you practice the word of God. Because when people are gone for rapture, what will happen? A lot of terrible things will be happening. Brethren, please shut up your mouth. Amen? Because what I'm saying to you, I'm saying it to myself. I know some people can do something to hurt you. Shift it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember what Jesus Christ said? Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. That thing is troubling you, weighing you down, give it to the Lord. When the thing comes back to your mind, say, Lord, I've forgiven this person. Help me to pray for this person and to love this person. If possible, look for a gift and give to the person. Hallelujah. And the Lord will help you to overcome. So you are more than conqueror through him that loves you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I may mention a new world order. Why that? Because there are a lot of things happening. There are a lot of people who are in a lot of money. They are stirring up a lot of problems in the world. Even in Baku in Africa, there are some things going on there. We pray, but then we'll pray that the Lord will help us and put us over. We should know today, Jesus Christ is the pattern son, the prototype. When God will finish with you, you will be like him. You will resemble him in every area. As I was praying yesterday, I saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Although it was black and white, I saw a big basket on the left hand. And there's something I couldn't figure out on the right hand. Now, I'll be asking the Lord. It was when I was sitting under, he said, harvest, harvest time. The Lord is harvesting his own. Hallelujah. Now, there's a chorus we used to sing. If no one goes, I'll go. Can't remember the song now. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. Colossians 1, verse 13 through 15. Are you still here? Who had delivered us from the power of darkness. Is that written in your Bible like that? Had delivered from the power of darkness and has translated us to the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Firstborn of every creature who were like him. Remember, we were created in the image and the likeness of God. Inside of you, Jesus Christ is there. Hallelujah. I say inside of you, Jesus lives in you. He's a greater one. You have got little children, for you have overcome them. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What is Jesus Christ doing inside of you? It will show you, to direct you, to help you to conform to his image. When he will finish with you, you will be like him. No wonder John said, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall see him even as he is. He that had his hope in him purified himself even as he's pure. Hallelujah. That's why it's not easy on the flesh. Your spirit wants to go. The flesh doesn't want to go. Now, as you continue meditating on the word of God, it will begin to affect your flesh. Because your spirit begins to transmit, by the help of the Holy Spirit, transmit the reality, the truth to your body, to your soul. Because you cannot bypass your mind to get to your spirit. You hear with the word of God with your mind, you meditate on it, then you go down to your spirit. That possibility. So the things that are bad, when you see them, they register like that. Why? The enemy wants to frustrate what you are building up. That is why you do your best to say no when you see it or when it's walking on your mind. Say no. Say, I reject that. I cast down that imagination in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because imagination, there's good one, there's bad one. As you continue to meditate on the word of God and begin to imagine Jesus Christ and begin to meditate on him, a time will come, you find yourself just like Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when you read, there's a book, a little book, they call it Brother Lawrence, Practicing the Presence of God. What this brother did was to continue focusing on Jesus Christ. Remember Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Say, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. When your mind is wandering away, you say, Lord, I'm sorry. You bring your mind back on Jesus. Begin to meditate on him. Meditate on him. Continue to think about him. Talk about him. God will begin to continue to change you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Revelation chapter 17. The Bible talks about the mystery Babylon the Great, the abomination of the earth. I'll take my reading from verse 1. Revelation 17. There came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great hall that seated upon many waters. Waters represents people, multitude of people. The great hall, Catholicism. Hallelujah. Now, we can see people whom God has separated, delivered, they are going back to their mother harlot. They are going back. There are some things that came to mind not long ago. They've already signed agreement with Catholic Church. No, Catholic Church did not die for me. Jesus Christ was the one that was crucified on the cross of Calvary. Pope is not the head of the church. Jesus Christ is the head. Hallelujah. And we are the body. Hallelujah. It was Jesus Christ that was crucified. The Romans were even behind it. The Jewish people, out of jealousy, they gave him up. But now, what am I trying to point to you here? This one is still connected to the new world order. Brethren, tighten up your belt. Persecution is coming. Don't be afraid of persecution. God will show you the way out. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's see verse 5. Upon the forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abominations of the earth. It's a mother of harlots. Who are the harlots? They are churches. Who is the mother? The mother of harlots is this place is surrounded by seven mountains, according to the description in this chapter. Check room. It's surrounded by seven mountains. And now, through money, they are winning a lot of Pentecostals back, buying plane for them, helping them to pay their debt. Have you heard about the Black Pope? He's doing something underground. Brethren, take time to meditate on the word of God. Build up your faith. Let your faith be strong. So that in time of crisis, you will know what to do. And when you call upon the name of the Lord will know where to take you to. Hallelujah. Oh, you people are quiet. Praise the Lord. Is Jesus Christ coming soon? Huh? The kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. He shall reign forever and ever. Did he say he will reign for a while? Forever. What do you understand about that? Forever is forever. See, this word, it will roll them up like a scroll. The kingdom of God will continue. There is kingdom of God. There is kingdom which is called the kingdom of light. And there is kingdom of darkness. The devil is the head of that kingdom of darkness. Recently, do you know what they did? They did a lot of sacrifice. And then crisis started happening in America. Christians, wake up. Let us wake up and pray. Amen. That is a concern to our Lord Jesus Christ. His children are not praying. Wake up and pray. Wake up 12 midnight, pray. There's nothing like too much prayer. Luke 18:1 says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Don't give up. Don't give up. Keep praying. Pray in tongues. Praise all kinds of prayers. And the Lord will help you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to go to another direction now, concerning the same thing. Now, I say Christ. Let's go to Corinthians. Now, because some will be doubting, well, Christ? Christ means the anointed one. If you receive Jesus Christ, you become anointed with the same anointing. The Messiah. Christ is not the last name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What did I say? Christ is not the last name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died. Christ means the anointed one. The anointed Jesus Christ. The Messiah. Now, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 6. There's something I want to point to you here. I want to stick from verse 15. Verse 15. See what it says here. What concord had Christ? You see, the translator put capital C. So that is misleading. He's talking about you. If you see, read it down, you will discover he's describing believers. What concord had Christ with Belial? And what part has he that believeth with an infidel? See, now he calls you a believer. Initially, he called you Christ. Now he's calling you believer. And with an infidel. Verse 16. What agreement has the temple of God with idols? See, he's describing you. You are God's temple. Those who are not believers, they are idols. Temple of idols. And for what? For ye are the temple of living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them. Do you believe that? I will walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then you see, verse 17 says, wherefore, come out from among them. Come out from among them. You see it there in Revelation chapter 18. And be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you. Hallelujah. And verse 18. And I will be a father unto you. You shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. That is a many-member body, the anointed ones. And he shall reign forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. So we've seen all that the Lord predicted or prophesied. They've all came to pass. Hallelujah. Now, what is remaining now? So we are expecting translation to happen. But before then, there's going to be unprecedented revival that they've not seen before. Hallelujah. Unprecedented revival that no law can stop. No government can stop. Hallelujah. That revival, it will blow to other nations. Be ready, brethren. God wants to use you mightily. Because Jesus Christ said, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Greater works God wants to use you to do. Hallelujah. It appears my preaching is making people to sleep. Praise the Lord. It's almost time for me to round up. I don't like to put people to sleep. Because, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. So, if the time is very short, we need to wake up. Right now, we are going to stand up and pray. Let's pray against Mystery Babylon that are converging in, pressing into the church, to the believers. Some key leaders, they've already taken them over. Not only here, even in different parts of the world, they're taking them over. All in the name of money and popularity. Remember, a man of God warned us long time ago, run away from fame and popularity. If they don't fall in the area of women, they fall in the area of money and fame. But we want to be under the Lord Jesus Christ and take order from him. This church will not move except for those says the Lord. Jesus Christ is the head. We are the body. We take instruction from him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to pray, brethren, against the plans of the enemy concerning this nation. Because this is our home now, our homeland. Pray, brethren, that the plans of the enemy to bring new war order, to take, because the president is against it. If you don't know today, that is why they are turning against him, using different ways to see that they frustrate him. Pray that the plans of the enemy concerning the revival that is ahead, that we spoil it today, we thwart it in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. That you set in motion, the enemy cannot stop you. You say, I will build my church, and the gates of earth shall not prevail against it. Father, the enemy has succeeded in stirring up crisis in the nation. Lord, we pray today as one. We cry unto you, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon the church. And Lord, let the spirit of prayer rest, fall back upon the church, that the church will pray vigorously, aggressively, Lord, and they'll begin to pray with fire, and oh God, that things will begin to turn around for their favor in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We bring down the Babylonian spirit. We pull it down in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. From wherever it's coming from, either from Rome or from the Middle East or from anywhere, or from the water, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We trample upon their plans in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, arise and let all your enemies scatter in this land. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bring down the spirit of homosexuality. Lord, we trample upon it because they are after our children to promote their agenda. Abba, Father, we say no to the plans of hell. We bind their plans. We spoil it. We cast it to the bottomless pit. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, you created this planet Earth to favor us. Man was brought from the dust of the earth. You breathed into him and he became a living soul. Oh, earth, favor us in the name of Jesus Christ. And reject the plan of the enemy. Whatsoever is taken from you against the church, today we turn it back. In the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. Thank you for us, men that came today. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your hand be upon them. Even concerning our sister, the request she made earlier on, your word says healing is children's bread. Son of righteousness, arise with healings in your wings. Lord, let your wings rest upon her. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your fire burn right from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. Glory be unto you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.